بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله today we discuss two of the beautiful names of Allah تبارك وتعالى, الوارث and الرشيد. الوارث هو الباقي بعد فناء الخلق والمسترد أملاكهم ومواريثهم بعد موتهم. Some say الوارث is كل باق بعد ذاهب فهو وارث. Therefore علماء explained that the word وارث is the one who outlives and survives every single creation. And that is only Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That someone passes away and everything that goes only to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Al-Warith. From here we generally use a word. We talk about mirath, we talk about irth, we talk about inheritance. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the true owner of every single thing. And upon the demise, not only of the human creation, upon the termination of this earth, this world, and whatever is contained in this world, then the only owner will be Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Inna nahnu narithu al-ardha wa man 'alayha wa ilayna yurja'un. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, inna nahnu narithu al-ardha. We will be inheriting the earth, and whoever is living on the earth. وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ نُحْيِي وَنُمِيتُ وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّا لَنَحْنُ نُحْيِي. We give life, we give death. And after giving death, then we will be the heirs, we will be inheriting, and we will be the true owners of every single thing. In the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that on the day of Qiyamah, before the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give death to every of the creation, then the announcement will be made, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. When every single soul, every single being, And every single, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every single entity and creation will be dead. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will announce, Limanil mulkul yawm. Where's the kings that they thought they had a very wide and vast kingdom? We are those presidents that thought that they had a very strong grip on the kingdom or on the domain, on people, on their country. We are all these people. Libanil mulkul yawm. Who's the owner today? Lillahil wahidil qahar. No person will be able to answer that question because no one is alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, Lillahil wahidil qahar. That everything now only belongs to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in hadith Qudsi says that Yaqulu ibn Adam, Mali, Mali. That insan is saying, man is saying, Mali, Mali, my money, my money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, Wahallaka yabna Adam, mi malik, illa ma akalt, fa afnait, aw labist, fa ablait, aw tasaddaqt, fa amdait. Oh insan, you claiming that what you have is yours, the car is yours, house is yours, all these things are yours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that what you ate, that's the end of it, finished. You utilized, you took the benefit of the food you ate, that was yours, you took benefit. It's not yours, it's also, it exited your body. Labist, you wore the clothes for ablaith, it's old, it's not even fitting you anymore, that wasn't yours. You couldn't wear it anymore. You had to give it away. So what you ate never remained for you. What you wore still is not yours. Auta saddaqt. Possibility maybe something you gave in sadaqah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is sent forth as an investment in the bank of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that's yours. In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exhorts us that aminu billahi wa rasulihi wa anfiqu mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fi. O insan, wa anfiqu, spend from what? Mimma ja'alakum mustakhlafina fi. Spend from those things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we made you vicegerents, we made you representatives, we gave you temporary ownership of it. Those things we gave you, spend it in my path, you'll get reward for it. Now where will you see any person in this world? Maybe you're working for someone. So the owner, the employer or the boss, he tells the secretary, every person that comes and you are generous to them, I will replace that money into your pocket. Meaning spend from my till. If a person comes for a collection, you write over there 1,000 and sadaqah, give from my till. I'll put 1,000 and in your pocket for you because you give. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh insan, that money I gave it to you. Now you give it in sadaqah on the day of qiyamah in akhirah, you'll see the rewards of it. You will see the rewards of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that tawfiq, that ability to have such yaqeen that وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, man, what's the problem? What's the confusion? وَمَا لَكُمْ أَلَّا تُنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Why are you not spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why are you not spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Subhanallah, some people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them such hearts that if they wanted to, they could have been driving the most luxurious of cars in this world. They could have been really living life to its fullest. But despite all of that riches that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, they have understood it is from Allah, they rather opt to utilize that in sadaqah fi sabilillah, rather than up their lives. One person passed away. So when the son, obviously the son was given a percentage, the son, he was given a percentage of the business. With his percentage, very small percentage, he says, my Mulana, this percentage my father gave me when he was alive, a percentage of the enterprise and the business. That percentage, he said, when I was alive, it was less than 50%. Less than 50, he's not giving me figures, less than 50%. He said, I was a shareholder of less than 50%, less than half of it. I was able to fly, not business class, first class, and my father was alive. First class. When my father passed away and I saw what's in for taking, what's in for grabs, despite me giving my sisters, my mother and everyone else, what's left for me, I got shocked. I couldn't believe. Sometimes I will, used to scratch my head and say like, Papa, like what's happening now? You know, if someone sees you, he'll ask you for sadaqah. Yet you are worth very close to a billion rand. Besides my percent, you were worth close to a billion rand. But why was your life so simple? So the father explained and he says, every single week, beta, don't forget. I'm very sick now, don't forget. Every single week, I give one cow sadaqah fi sabirillah. Different people, different areas around our town, one cow goes, one cow every week. That's besides what I'm giving the family and everyone else. Don't forget about that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed some people that whatever they have been, Allah has blessed them with, they are utilizing all of that for the upliftment of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the inheritance of everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever ownership we have, it's superficial. It's not genuine ownership. Because who was the owner before I came into the house? Someone else. Who'll be the owner when I pass away? Someone else. So I'm not the owner. I'm renting that space for some time. It's not gonna be mine forever. I'm just renting it. Just that some people will pay monthly rentals. Monthly they will pay. So you renting a house, you pay 10,000 rand. And some people maybe will pay 3 million rand to rent the house for 60 years. Meaning he's the owner of the property, but he's still renting. Even if you own it, you're still renting. It's not yours. So the real owner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he speaks about inheritance in the Quran al-Kareem, also a word of inheritance. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we made heirs of the Qur'an. Who? Those people whom we have selected, hand selected. Certain selected souls can by heart the Qur'an. Certain selected people have understood the Qur'an. And some selected few souls are living the Qur'an al-Kareem. We may not be able to by heart the Qur'an, at least if you can live the Qur'an al-Kareem, that's also an inheritance. Now inheritance, no person has a choice. You can't say, no, I want to inherit. No person. This is already ordained by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who are the heirs of the estate. So similar to the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordained. Who will inherit? And likewise, every person's share of inheritance is different. The amount that a person will inherit from the Quran, from the deen of Allah, will be different. فَمِنْهُمْ ظَانِمُ لِنَفْسِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَسِدْ وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ وَالْفَضْلُ الْكَبِيرُ. This is the virtue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, maybe they'll read one juz every day. Some, alhamdulillah, they open the Quran, they'll read one, two pages. Shukar, I didn't touch the Quran today. Some people will go a little bit extra, they would read one juz a day. Some would read three juz a day. Some would read three juz a day. 2 years ago, one lady passed away. Very old lady. So every Friday, when it was time for the meals, she would take out the meals. Obviously the daughter-in-law, whoever was there, the meals used to be put on the table. But she would not come to the table at a certain time. Whatever was the time that the relative had mentioned to me, she wouldn't come onto the table. She just wouldn't come on the table. But we always noticed that's the time she's making dua. She's making dua, she wouldn't come on the table. So she was very advanced in age, but the son came to her and said, Ma, but eat with us. You make dua later. Eat with us now. We all gonna also make dua. It's Friday. We'll make dua. But eat with us, Ma. And only towards the end of her life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed her, and she even mentioned and she says, Beta, see, you're forcing me. I must come and eat. I can't come and eat. But Ma, why are you not coming to eat? No, just leave me for that time. Eventually, persisting, very old, she was in her late 70s or early 80s, something to that effect. in your South Africa, KwaZulu Natal. So she says, Beta, see, this year I want you to keep it up. I don't know how long I'm going to carry on with it. Every Friday when you see me, that time making dua, that's the time I'm making my khatam of the Quran. I start it on a Friday and I finish it on a Friday. I'm making khatam of Quran. Not Hafiza, not Alimaha. Normal lady of the community. Normal lady. Then when she passes away, then the son is saying that I'm hearing her voice reciting. I'm hearing in the house. She's reading Quran. But she's not alive. So maybe I'm hallucinating. I'm dreaming. I'm hearing things. Anyway, he goes to one Molana. He says, Molana, I don't know. It's some time now. It's some time. I'm hearing her recite the Quran. I can hear Ma's voice. She's reading the Quran. I can hear it. So Molana says, see, for so many years she lived in your house and she recited the Quran Kareem. Those walls are missing her company and recitation. You hearing some of the creation of Allah reading. She is gone to the grave. They missing her. Please keep up that legacy. So having our parents with us, Allahu Akbar, just having old people, whoever in our family we can take care of, there are so many people in Durban, Alhamdulillah, that there is someone that's a widow or whatever the case be, often we take in this, we look after her, no problem. One room is hers, we'll build one extra room. But unfortunately nowadays, parents are like a burden. Hey, why? Who's going to look after them? I can't go for Umrah. I can't go for Umrah. I mean, holiday will be a problem. Then, I mean, they only come in 3 sleepers now. We're going to go to Drakensberg. Now, one more room for them, problems also. Now, we're thinking that as a burden. Yet, this, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَإِنَّمَا تُرْزَقُونَ وَتُنْصَرُونَ بِضُعَفَائِكُمْ. You will be helped and sustained due to the blessings of the weak amongst you. Those weak people, very old, your parents, you are getting extra sustenance from Allah because of them being in your house. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability that we take care of our parents and the old and people in our communities. And one more, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned a hadith when we speak about wirathat, al-ulama'u warathatul anbiya. That the ulama are the heirs of the anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. So for me, it's a lesson for us that the senior ulama that we have in our country, it's a great bounty, absolutely great bounty. I mean, if you look at our senior ulama in South Africa, they are traveling the world. They are traveling the world. They have been called. Example, ulama are going all the way to South America. There's one, Hifz Khatam, Hazrat, you come from South Africa. We don't have such senior ulama in South America. We don't have such senior ulama. We'll pay the ticket, whatever it is, you all come. Come with Ahapa also, come. Senior ulama we have, they are traveling though. So we have them in South Africa. They don't have to travel and take multiple flights to get to their journey, to their destinations. Here we can take, sometimes in Durban we can go. In Johannesburg, wherever, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and that ability that we earn the du'as of the pious that we have amongst us. In South Africa. So al-ulama warathatul anbiya, wirathat and inheritance. Mufti Taqi damat barakatuhum, a senior alim, so he explains and he says a very wrong thing that is taking place in the world in general, in the Muslim community. Person passes away, then after the burial, sometimes even before the burial, even after the burial, some people one day later, you see, bhai, we have to sit now. We have to sort out the warsu. Let's sort everything out. Papa must be left one note open over there. Astaghfirullah. How can you? Papa, when he passed away now, you're worried about the money. No. We're not worried about the money. His soul is suspended until things and the affairs are not sorted out. Sometimes we feel that this is dunya. No, the distribution of the inheritance is not dunya. That's part of the deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy when everything is sorted out. So this is not something to shy away. Immediately, as quick as possible, we need to sit down and we need to sort things out. Ask the ulama that if everything belongs to, if there's minors, can we use things in the house? Can we use the rice and the sugar? Ask the ulama what are the masail of these things. So we can't shy away. We immediately have to sort things out. Someone has to be the owner. Who's the owner? No, all of us. Are we taking permission from everyone? Is everyone happily giving permission? So that's one important aspect with regards to the inheritance after the demise of a person. The next name is Ar-Rashid. So with regards to the name Ar-Rashid, Rashid refers to Alladhi arshad al-khalq ila masalihihim. Or we can say Ar-Rashid refers to that being who guides his creation to the best decision, to that which is best for him, who guides man, who guides his creation. Alladhi as'ada man sha'a bi irshadin, alladhi ashqa man sha'a bi ib'adihi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses some people. How? With his guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us. When a person is guided, that is the blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There was a group of people that were traveling. It was in India that they were traveling. So in the bus, there were non-Muslims and a group of Muslims in the back of the bus. So they came to an area and all the Hindus got off somewhere and they were doing something and everyone is laughing in the bus. Everyone is laughing. So what happened was, there was a statue of a monkey. So all of them got off and they started hugging, holding the tail statue. Some by the tail, some are kissing, some giving some offerings, etc. Just for this monkey. So all these Muslims are laughing. But there was one person in that group of them that started crying. He said, what you crying for? You see, look at what a foolish thing these people are doing. They're worshipping monkeys. What's the tears for? What's the cry for? So he started crying, he's continuing his crying. Eventually he told these people, he says, who guided me to hidayat and to Allah? It was only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it wasn't for Allah's hidayat, I would have been like those people. Allah guided me. It wasn't my choice. I never asked. It's not my intelligence. I never used my own discretion to come to hidayat. Allah bless me. If He didn't bless me, I would have been like that. So Ar-Rashid, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us. And every single of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the cognitive abilities of every creation is to some degree or the other. Yes, the benchmark cannot be insan, because then we're not going to be able to categorize them. Because insan's level of discretion, of recognition, is of the to the highest ability. Man, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ashraful makhluqat. He can decipher, he can discern with things to the highest ability, yes. But the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them very intelligent. Very intelligent. There was a person who was able to teach his African grey parrot one entire surah. It will read it like a Hafizul Quran without any mistakes, just like a tape recorder. So these creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given them abilities. Allah has given us abilities. Allah imagine just the dolphin. They say when a doctor, when a pregnant lady has to go to a doctor, then the doctor will check and listen to the heartbeat. So he puts the machine and he puts the speaker loud and the father even can hear. Hey, baby's heartbeat, doof, doof, you can hear it. You see, when a pregnant lady goes into the water, then the dolphin hears the heartbeat of that fetus or that baby, that infant in the womb of the pregnant mother louder than even that machine. And that dolphin will be there to protect that mother if any danger has to come to that mother. Because dolphins are very caring and loving creatures. If any animal has to come to attack, then the dolphin will be there to protect that pregnant mother. Because he can hear that there is a being to come into life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted. Recently they put some raccoons. So just to test the mental capacity of those raccoons. So they put water and they put a jug to see how intelligent is this animal. So the animal is putting its hand down, can't drink water. You can't tilt the jug, it's a very heavy jug. You can't tilt, but it wants the water. So there were some pebbles around. Those raccoons actually started picking up, one raccoon picked up a pebble, threw it in and watched. And saw that the water level is rising. So it filled the jug with the pebbles so the water level could rise so it could drink from it. That intelligence also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for whatever decisions we are making, who guided us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why they say between Maghrib and Isha, If a person has got something and he's puzzling, he's trying to wrap himself around it, but he cannot come to terms with it. Like sometimes, you know, you're trying to fix something, you got the manual, you've got everything, you just can't understand what went wrong, what's happening over here, I'm just not coming right. You're trying, you're puzzling, and you just cannot come to terms with things. So they see between Maghrib and Isha to read this name, Al-Warith. Ya Warithu, Ya Warithu, Ya Warithu, 1,000 times. InshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the answer to that puzzle that we find out we cannot solve. Whatever is the problem, 1,000 times inshaAllah, through the barakat of that, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the answer to the problem that we are facing. And with regards to this name, Ar-Rashid, then the du'as of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma alhimni rushdi wa a'idhni min sharri nafsi. Allahumma alhimni, O my Allah, you inspire me. Alhimni rushdi, to my guidance. And Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa zayyinhu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuqa wal-isyan wa ja'alna min al-rashidin. O my Allah, make us amongst the rashidin, those that are rightly guided, rashidin, from the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, ar-rashid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we continuously read this name and make dua to Allah, inshaAllah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us, because the time we are living in, it's a very scary time. It seems like this is the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has depicted, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prophesied that person very quickly, suratul waqt, overnight, that person who was so pabund with his salah, not reading salah anymore. He's doubting the deen. Some people are renegating to the deen, just turning their back to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For whatever reason it may be, Ar-Rashid continuously ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to keep us with hidayat. InshaAllah, we just have one name left from the beautiful names of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we decided to keep it next week, inshaAllah. And next week will be the khatam, or maybe we can call it the jalsa. Or if you want, maybe we can call it the imtihan. And then we'll give out prizes, inshaAllah. But next week, inshaAllah, we'll make khatam. It won't be a very long one. So it's just one name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll make dua, inshaAllah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma, inna shadu ala 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 ala